This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are back with another Chickies Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on a beautiful Spring Friday afternoon at Chickies and Pete's. Ike, how you feeling?
Well, it is Friday. I'm excited about that. Looking forward to heading into another weekend of shooting in the 90s where I don't want to be, but what the hell? It's golf. I love doing it. It's what I look forward to every Saturday morning. What are you laughing at, Fritzy?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I look forward to. Other than that, coming off a tough loss last night, listen, we didn't expect much out of that game last night. Didn't seem like the players expected much either from themselves last night. We win another series. We get ready for the Diamondbacks. Jackie Baseball, I'll let you boy.
Cold shivers went down my spine when you mentioned the Diamondbacks.
Oh.
The little PTSD with that team coming into town.
As you should.
Got Merrill Kelly on the mound tonight. Feels like game 7 all over again.
A lot of PTSD for a lot of teams for the Phils. Seems like they're building up.
But they're different.
Mets PTSD.
No, like they're like the Bucks were in the middle 2000s, like after the Eagles lost to the Bucks, I don't even remember that at all.
Yeah,
it was just like you had the random hatred for the Bucks for 6 or 7 years,
right? And that's the Diamondbacks.
Still exist.
I'm still there with the Diamondbacks.
Well, that hatred for the Bucks still exists.
I feel like it's died down since we've won two.
They still kick our ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, now I kind of
yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
It might be worse now.
Well, now I kind of like the Bucks.
Yeah. Well.
Keep it moving.
Me too. All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. 3 o'clock, Elliott Shore Parks joins us. 3:30, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. We award the belt at 4:30. And before we get to the start of the show, I'd just like to tell you, Ike, that it took me a half an hour to get to work today, and I once again live in the area.
Oh, man. Doesn't it feel good?
Oh, I'm back in the Delaware Valley. I'm back.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All this time. What am I going to do with all this time?
No more worrying about leaving an hour and a half early.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Oh, 90
it's the
minutes.
Greatest. It's the greatest. It's the greatest. So, you know, it's funny about the game last night, the Phillies game. I didn't think very much about it because I was moving yesterday, but I just looked at it and said, oh, we never win this game. We can't just sweep the right. Nationals to make us feel awesome about it. We have to just walk away with winning the series.
Pain.
So the Phillies are 17-14 and has been a pretty so-so start to the year. Hasn't been disastrous, but it hasn't been awesome like it was last year. And coming into this year, it was pretty much World Series a bust for everybody. And we have blamed just about everything for the Philadelphia Phillies this year. We've had several conversations about the bullpen. We've then blamed Dave Dombrowski because of what he did with the bullpen. We've had several conversations about Trey Turner. We've had several conversations about the outfield. But if this were any other Philadelphia team, we probably would have been locked in sooner on the superstar who is not performing like a superstar, right? If it was the Eagles, we would be doing it with Jalen Hurts. If it was the Sixers, we'd be doing it with Embiid. And for the Phillies, we haven't really talked very much about Bryce Harper, who has started the year, pretty lackluster start to the year for Bryce. So, Jack, with you as the primary Bryce guy,
yep.
I would say, in the city of Philadelphia, how are you feeling about Bryce's lackluster start?
Well, so I think this one's been bubbling for a little bit, and it really did. Like last night, it really did. I think come to a boiling point for me. He made the error in that inning, and for the most part, his offense is not translated over to his defense. Maybe you could blame that it hit the lip and skidded on him. I don't think that was the case. Whatever. But for the first time in his tenure, I'm legitimately disappointed in Bryce. Like, I don't think the 230-some average, I feel pretty confident that he's not going to be hitting 230 in July. I think he's going to heat up from that standpoint. I'm more disappointed in the mentality, in the leadership, in a week and a half ago, he's doing it's about the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back of the jersey. Well, I've been seeing a lot more back of the jersey stuff out of him. And the reality is, like, this season's going to come down to whether or not he's great. Because you see the flaws with them. You see the flaws in the bullpen. You see you look on offense, and it's really him as, like, the star, and then they have a bunch of pretty good players. Like, he has to be the star. And I just think that he's not playing well, and he's letting it kind of drain the rest of the team. And that's the kind of stuff that can't happen. And I know he's had these kind of things in the past where he gets mopey for a couple weeks and then he heats up and everything's fine. I just think that right now, and for this team to reach its apex, he has to be better from that standpoint. And that's why I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that coming over to the field or taking it out on the field, he looks lethargic at the plate, looks disinterested, and that kind of thing can just trickle down to everyone else, and they're like, Bryce is out of it. Like, we need to walk on eggshells around that guy. And that's been the most disappointing part for me. I think the hitting is eventually going to get there, but it can't just be when things are going well, then you're a great leader. That's not what great leadership is. And that's what I feel like is currently happening. And I just think it's time at age 31 now where – heading into the year, it felt like at the beginning where he was taking this thing by the stones and saying, it's on me. And I feel like that's been lost on May 2nd. So that's been my disappointment so far with Bryce.
So I'm a little confused. So are you disappointed in his production, the fact that he's not producing? Or you say leadership. I'm just wondering. I don't see the questionable leadership. That's the one thing that I'll push back against. I don't see the questionable leadership. He obviously could be doing better at the plate, whatever those struggles are and why they're there. He knows better than most of us do. He usually figures it out and finds his mm-hmm. way out of these things. Mm-hmm. But I listen, I don't – you know, he's the type of guy that – listen, he's either – when he's struggling, he's either going to be trying too hard, right, where he's – when he does get a hit, he's taking an extra base he shouldn't be taking, or he's doing something to that where he's overly aggressive, trying to make something happen. Or he's going to have these moments where we call it, well, Coach Saban used to call it the poor me's.
And that's more what I'm talking about, is the poor me's. Like, because we got on bone for that for the first month.
Okay.
And it's like he's doing the same thing, but he's the star. And that's where my frustration comes in. I think batting wise, he's probably going to heat up, and okay. when he heats up, I think he's going to have more energy.
Okay.
But I feel like he's sapping the energy from the team, and they're feeding off of that. And that's what I'm talking about leadership wise. And everyone talks about like around the clubhouse. It's just he's giving off an odd vibe, and it's probably because he's not playing well. But it can't just be when you're playing well that everything's fine.
215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? You know, so. I think I have a perspective that is maybe slightly off of yours, Jack, and it is that this is just sort of – I could yell and scream about the leadership thing. I don't disagree with you. But when you're 31 years old, it just sort of is who he is. I mean, I don't – you know, I brought up last year, why isn't he more of a vocal leader when things were going wrong? And all you said to me was that's not really how he does it. So like, when you get to this age, and by the way, I know you said you're confident he's going to hit. I mean...
Well, he's not going to finish 230 something.
He probably won't finish 230, but there is a point in everybody's career when you're 13, 14 years into your career and you've had injury after injury after injury, and you just are not as productive as you used to be. And I just think that from a leadership standpoint, asking him to be, I would love it if he is everything that you would want him to be. He's never been it. He's never been it. And I think he's a, I'm not putting him in the same category as Embiid, but to think that after 10 years, Joel Embiid is going to show up one year, all of a sudden be a different guy mentally than he was every other year of his career, it's not going to happen. It's crazy. Everybody said I was crazy, and I look back on it, and I feel crazy looking at it. You know, like, Bryce has never been that guy. This mopey thing you've seen every year he's been here,
mm-hmm.
right? So I guess.
But if nothing's going to change in the team, like, I need him to be the one that's going to change. And I understand yeah. that. But at the same time, like, Jalen changed last year. I mean, the team came to him, right, and said.
Did he?
What do you mean by he changed?
Well, I think he was more. We acknowledged in 23 that he looked like he wasn't having too much fun playing the game, and maybe it looked right. like people had to walk on eggshells around him. Mm-hmm. At least last year, he put it on a different face, and
right.
and I think that we saw
a little bit of a different change.
A decent change.
But he's also 25.
Sure, but he's an old soul.
It just doesn't.
I hear you, but you also can change. I mean, you can. I've changed since when I'm 27 to when I'm 31 now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
People. Yeah, listen, I honestly believe, I think Bryce, once he starts hitting the ball, everything else will fall into place. That's just how it goes. You know, these athletes, man, I'll defend him the same way I did with Bohm, even though Bohm had much more of a mopey sort of disposition than Bryce has. And nor has he accomplished as much as Bryce has. So he doesn't get the same amount of rope that Bryce Harper should be afforded here. And athletes, what do you want him to do? Jump around with joy? You know, McNabb got killed for smiling on the sideline when things weren't going well. He got killed.
Didn't right? like that either.
Exactly. So if the guy is frustrated and he has a little bit of a sourpuss on his face because he's not playing well, I don't know. I don't understand how you want him to react to this.
I just.
What do you want him to do? Be happy? You want him telling jokes in the damn clubhouse? What do you want him to do?
It's not happy, but it's just. I feel like everyone knows when Bryce is struggling, and it makes them look like they have no energy out there, and it looks like they can't get it going. That's where my frustration comes in. Like, I don't want to be like, haha, everything's.
Well, baseball is such an individual sport. I don't need to tell you this, but it is.
It's such a bunch of me guys.
Well, no, I'm just saying. You're sometimes in your own little phone booth as far as your day-to-day goings. You can't allow what somebody else is doing to impact how you go up there at the plate and hit, how you field out there in the field. Like, you can't allow that to affect you. In other words, these other guys can't allow what's going on with Bryce Harper to impact them the same way they couldn't allow Alec Bohm and his poutiness to impact them.
I just think it's different when it's Bryce.
Well, you know what the biggest problem is?
Yeah.
Is that we talk about the thermostat versus thermometer mm-hmm. or whatever. Bryce
so
is
my
a,
quarterback. Says.
Well, but Bryce is a thermometer, and the team doesn't have a thermostat. There is not a player in there who sets the tone for everybody else, and that is what makes.
I think Schwarber does.
Well,
I think he does too. But I think his leadership style is more you're a good player, you're going to be all right, rather than getting on guys. I mean, LA always talks about Dutch, right? Like Dutch would get on someone if they do something wrong. I don't think that's this team's DNA.
Yeah, I know. It's not the team's DNA. It's not the manager's DNA, and everybody's okay with it.
Well,
everybody's okay when Rob Thompson doesn't yell.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Because it's not who he is. Well, it's not who Bryce is either. Bryce has never gotten on anyone. I still want to smack Jonathan Papelbon for that nonsense he did in Washington to Bryce. Right?
Like, Papelbon's on your bleep list. He's been on your bleep list for a while.
Yeah, he's a handful of guys on that list.
Not many.
But he's on that list.
I kind of wish we were on the air for that because I would have liked Papelbon.
Why?
He was great.
You mean?
He told it like it was. He's the best closer in Philly's history.
Most saves in Philly.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad you weren't on air during that time. Just taking that side of things with some of the things he said back then. Yeah, I don't know if that would have been great.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper's start to the season, both on the field and off it? Our leadoff hitter, guess is going, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up, man? Spike, glad to have you back. Maybe you missed a good day yesterday.
Yeah, well, look. It wasn't as good a day as it would have been if I was here, but from what I hear, everything went all right.
Yeah, man. So my thing with Bryce Harper, it's like it's like a tough situation because when you look at a guy like Bryce Harper, he got drafted in 2010. I know he didn't go to like the major, like his first major league, like 2012 or whatever. But it's like he's been a pro for like 14, 15 years, and when you're a guy like that, it's like kind of hard to teach. Like what they say, like. Teach an old dog new
old
tricks.
Old dog
like,
new tricks, guy. Got that
right.
One.
I mean, it's kind of like we kind of dabbled in the conversation yesterday, but it's kind of like with the Luka situation. People want Luka to be like this and LeBron James in shape type of guy when he's been a pro for like 15 years. This is just who he is. Like we can't like expect people to change when they get later in their career. Now Bryce Harper, like Ike talked about, it's an individual sport, so it's like it's kind of different when like a guy like Jalen, who's the leader of the team. We're looking to you to, like, you know, take us there. But, like, a guy like Bryce Harper, he's not playing well, and he knows this team, if this team is going to be a championship contender, I don't care what Schwarber does. I don't care what Castellanos, Bohm. If this dude isn't hitting the ball and playing well, we might as well pack it up because they're not winning anything if it wasn't for him. So he's carrying that pressure every day. Like, so I understand why he's upset. Now, is that okay to mope and stuff in the clubhouse? I'm not saying that. But I get where he's coming from. Like, this city is riding on him. Like, when you're that guy, you know what I'm saying? When you're Joel Embiid, as you said, Jalen Hurts, Bryce Harper, they were relying on you. So that's a lot more pressure than a guy like Schwarber that just got to hit the ball and ain't nobody going to put pressure on you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's where it's disappointing because when you see the poor me's, it's like, come on, man. I mean, and I know he's done this in the past, and maybe it's hypersensitized because they're off to an okay start and – there's a different feeling around the team than has been there the last couple of years. And I totally acknowledge that. But you just don't want to see it. Like,
the only thing that I can ask, and maybe I don't know, Jack, you would know better than me. Like, maybe he's trying to, like, preserve himself because he has such a violent swing in the way he hits the ball. And, like, he's dealt with the injuries in his career. And if he knows if he plays like that early in the season and, you know, hit for power and all that, like, it may – make him deal with injuries. I'm just asking, like, you know, like maybe that, and he's like, I can't do that I can't turn it on as early in the season as I've had in the past when I was 25, 26, 27 years old.
Yeah.
You know what
maybe.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hope so.
That's possible. Thank you for the call, Corey.
My biggest fear is the Tiger Woods thing.
Just that he's cooked.
It's just, no, he's not cooked. No. It's just like that it's a violent swing. And then
but that he's wait, physically cooked.
Physically on the down. Like, the way you say that makes me want to jump. Like, I want to go drive in my car and go ram into a building.
But I'm not trying to do that.
Well, you didn't want to hear when Elliott said Embiid was cooked.
I know. But looking back on it, he was right. You know, I don't mean it negatively. I'm not trying to be trolly with Bryce.
No. He's cooked. It's not
super
a negative
positive.
Thing.
Yeah,
look,
yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing.
It's saying someone cooked the positive thing.
By the way, somebody reminded me on Twitter, he'll be 33 in October. He's not 31.
Yeah, we got
he's
the same
32.
Birthday. Yes.
Yeah, going to 33. So that's not – he's just been in the league a long time.
I know.
And And, you know, the other thing that could be affecting him from a mental standpoint is not being able to do the same things physically that he did before.
Sure.
And
well, that's why he's looking at the curveballs over and over again. It's the highest it's ever been.
The realization of his new somebody who was, by the way, so physically gifted for so much of his career, moving into a part of his career where he can't make up for his inadequacies with his physical gifts quite as much.
So he goes from being what to what?
So, I mean, I guess from that standpoint, he goes from being a 30 to 35 home run guy, hopefully, hitting 280 to 270 and 25 home runs. I mean,
you're going.
He should still be able to hit 280.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm talking more power wise. I think power wise.
So that's what we're thinking. That's what I'm thinking about here with his whole decline. We're talking about it from a power standpoint.
I think it's from an everything standpoint. In that, I think you're going from maybe this will be. I think he's going from being somebody who is in the conversation for a top 10 player in baseball to a guy who's maybe a top 30 player in baseball.
Well, that's understandable at 33 years old.
It's understandable, but it's a realization that everybody has to come to, that we're watching at a guy. We got him in his prime, but we didn't get him in his pre-prime, so all we're getting is prime and post-prime, right?
Oh, I agree.
So,
I agree. I mean, listen, the guy can only he's not using any performance enhancers, so he can't do what some of those other guys did at 33, 34, 35 years old.
Like LeBron.
Even Barry Bonds.
Oh, right,
for that matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he can't do that. And so what that means is when you're looking at the overall team, you need to increase the talent around him because maybe he can no longer carry a lineup.
I think that's possible.
Yeah, that may be the reality of the situation.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Shy in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
You making your big trip back to Westchester?
Oh, yeah.
I literally just drove past the Phillies Stadium.
Oh, you should have stopped by.
I don't know. I'm start with this. First of all, I don't think hating the Diamondbacks makes any sense. They outplayed us. It was a managerial, disaster class.
No, it's not. It's not hate. It's just like they're going to be in my head for a long time.
Yeah, you can have a bad taste in your mouth.
Exactly. That's more what I mean.
The fact that we lost. Don't hate the team.
Oh, I'm more mad at the Phillies, believe me.
Yeah. Regarding Bryce Harper, this is my number one problem. Listen, you're going to go in slumps. There's nothing you can do about it. That's baseball. We're not talking about Joe DiMaggio here. He's not going on a hitting streak for however many games. My number one issue, though, is you can't be a leader when things are going good, and then all of a sudden you don't want to talk to the media about a bunt, and you don't want to answer that question from Devin or whoever asked. That's my number one issue. You can't just be a leader when you want to be a leader. You got to be a leader all the time, and this team doesn't have somebody who is going to get in a guy's face, apprehend them about something, and then give him a slap on the ass and be like, yo, you got it next time, blah, 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 blah. When he's down, you see that the whole entire team is down. And like you said, there's something going on in the clubhouse, obviously.
Well, that's been the thought all year where everyone's talking about how the vibe's off, right? I mean, that's been one of the things that people say about them.
It just feels like they're cracking under pressure what it feels like.
It's their best start since 06, Mike.
It feels like they have no identity whatsoever.
No, it's not. This year's record is not better than last year.
I think yesterday was their best. Like,
no, they were 19-10 after 29 games last year. Yeah, I'm telling you, they were. I know for a fact. Yeah, it is. It might have been their best start 10 games ago. It's not their best start now. Sorry.
There's just a lack of identity, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Shy. It's a lack of – I think they knew what their identity was. I don't think they know what their identity is. Because they tried to make their identity, we're just here, you know, this is business. We're here to win. And that's not the kind of guys they are. And, from a vibe standpoint. But, yeah, I go back and forth, Jack, to agreeing with you on how Bryce should be, but then the reality of how he's always been.
And I hear that. I just would like – I would like that to change.
Yeah.
We're not a poor me's show. If there's, I mean, it's not what we do.
No. There's absolutely
other,
never.
Other shows in the station.
Yep.
A lot of poor me's.
A lot of poor me.
Not this one.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper, both on and off the field? Coming up at 3, Elliot Shore Parks joins us with a report from Eagles rookie camp.
Oh, man, we're back.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the actions at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com.